Enjoy.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, in.
Greetings, time travelers. It's 2021, Chris. Starting you out with Katy Perry. We're doing songs about being cold today here on Time Travel.
You change your mind like a girl changes clothes. Yeah, you PMS like a girl, I would know. And you overthink, always speak critically. I should know they are no good for me. 'Cause you're hot.
You're hot and you're cold, you're yes and you're no, you're in and you're out, you're up and you're down, you're wrong and it's right, you're black and it's white, you're bipolar, that's what it is, you're crazy, you are a crazy, crazy person, and I made the mistake of going out with you. That's what she's saying. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, it's Time Travel, here with you until 7 p.m., pre-recorded show, but it is 2021, Chris. I've been doing the best of Time Travel the last few weeks. Why not a best of show from right now, from December 14th, 2021? That's when I made this. That's when I made this. The year's almost up, 2021's been pretty good. Not bad, knock on wood, 17 days left, never know. Things could happen, but you know what? A lot of things never happen. A lot of things don't happen, and you get worried and you get your panties in a bunch for nothing. I've never used that phrase ever, but I figured I'd use it with you because you trust me.
Once a girl's seen Superman in action, Niagara Falls kind of leaves you cold. You know what I mean?
All right, let's start the show!
Brr. It's the best of time travel number 8, 12/14/2021. That's when I recorded it. You're listening to it today, but it was yesterday when I recorded it, and I'm giving you my best, and I know this is going to be one of my best shows ever, so it is the best of time travel number 8, 12/14/2021. It's my way of doing something in the present but saying it was from the past and calling it old but it's new. It's kind of like a greatest hits album. You get like the Elton John's greatest hits. It's got the Crocodile Rock on there. I love it. It's got Daniel. I love that one. And then it's got one, you know, called Pink Tutus and Lollipop Dreams. Like Pink Tutus and Lollipop Dreams. Is that a hit? Was that a B-side? Was that on an album? But anyway, Elton puts it on the best of and he makes a new song. So I can have a best of time travel from 12/14/2021. Call it old when it's new. So there. Here you go. It's a little bit cold out. It's chilly inside. Maybe I should have worn my coat with that big polar bear hide. I know it's not much, but it's the best I can do. Dad, turn up the heat, man. It's cold like you. All right, that's all I got for that one. That's impromptu. That's improv right there, everyone. Improv. That's me improvin'. Spitballing it. They like to say spitballing it. He's spitballing right now. I hate that term. It's the best of time travel number 8. It's about getting cold. Mostly it's just been about cold relationships. Hot and cold, and then that cold one with the cold as ice. We should do something that's actually cold. Like cold, cold. Like, it's getting cold out. It was warm this week, but it's getting cold out. I don't know how this theme really fits in, because it's like 60 degrees in December.
Hey, get your cold beer. Hey, get your Valentine.
No, it was the coldest winter, literally, that I can remember in my life. It was really nice weather if you were a f***ing moose. If you had fur on your nuts, it was a festival out there. I didn't have a thought the whole winter. Seriously, I spent the whole winter, the only thought I had was, f***, it's cold. Or it's cold as f***. Halfway through the winter, I decided I didn't want to be a comic anymore. I wanted to be a bear.
When I was a little boy around the table at home, I remember very well when company would come. I would have to be right still until the whole crowd ate. My mama always said to me, Jim, take a tater and wait. Now taters never did taste good with chicken on the plate, but I had to eat them just the same. That is why I look so bad and have these puny ways, because I always had to take an old cold tater and wait. They would come to stay a while with us. I would have to slip around and raise a little fuss, in fear that I would spill the beans or break the china plate. My mama always said to me, Jim, take a tater and wait. Now taters never did taste good with chicken on the plate, but I had to eat them just the same. That is why I look so bad and have these puny ways, because I always had to take an old cold tatering way. I thought that I'd starve to death before my time would come. All that chicken they would eat and just leave me the bun. The feet and neck were all that's left upon the china plate. It makes you pretty darn weak to take an old cold tatering way. Well, taters never did taste good with chicken on the plate, but I had to eat them just the same. That is why I look so bad and have these puny ways, because I always had to take an old cold tater and wait.
Little Jimmy Dickens with Old Cold Tater and Wait. Yeah, the cold's in there somewhere in that song. Basically, it's a song about Thanksgiving, I guess. It's the best of time travel from 12/14/2021. It's best of time travel number 8, recorded in the past, but it's really now. It's really a new show. I've been doing Best of Time Travel for 2 months. I'm like, I want a new show. I have the creative juices flowing. I'm going to make it so good. It's going to be the best of time travel, number 8, and I'll get away with it. I'll get away with going in the past and pulling those old shows. I listen to a bunch of old shows, and I got some new old shows coming up. But this is a new old show as well, but only old by a day. That's the thing today. So I better make it damn good, because it's the best of time travel show. So maybe I'll sing some more Elton John for you. Maybe I'll do that. Or maybe not. I got to come up with something. I got to come up with the best. It's got to be the best of time. It's got to fit in to the best of time travel theme show. Because the last 7 have been phenomenal. Phenomenal. And it better be one of the best. So I got to make this one of the best. And if it sucks, I got to go back and edit it later today on 12/14/2021. But even though it's yesterday, it's still considered a past best of show. I don't know. I got a conundrum going on, everybody. A conundrum. How about something from the past that's kind of prevalent to now? I don't even know where prevalent came from there. Sometimes I throw out like a vocabulary word and I'm like, geez, I haven't used that one in a while. I want to sound sharp on my radio. Because I act like I'm a dummy, but I'm not dumb, you know? I'm smart. I can do things. I can do things, Michael. I can run things. I can use the word conundrum in a sentence, Michael. I can use prevalent. I can do those things. I'm not dumb. I'm smart, not like people say. Anyway, here's a song from Margaret Brown and Sonny Joe White, whoever his name was. Margaret Whiting. Let's call it just Margaret Whitey, because that's kind of prevalent to now, too. Margaret Whitey and Johnny Mercer with Paul Weston and his orchestra. Oh, let's not even get into the whiteness of a full orchestra behind him. It's Baby, It's Cold Outside from a movie called Neptune's Daughter that has been tried to be canceled over the years, but now it's getting this huge comeback, and I'm so happy about it, because I always hated this damn song, but people are so upset about it that I will play it now. I will play it just to make you upset because you're so ridiculous. It's a damn song from the past. Use history, realize where we were. It's not about date rape. It's about two people who care about each other, and yeah, they want to do it. They want to just... They want to clap hands together, you know? Here it is. Merry Christmas.
I really can't
but
stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has
been hoping that you'd
so
drop in.
So very nice.
I'll hold your hands. They're just like
my
ice.
My mother will start to
beautiful,
worry.
What's your
and
hurry?
And father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace
so
roar.
Really I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't
well,
hurry.
Well, maybe just a half a drink
put
more.
Put some records on while I
the neighbors
pour.
Might think.
Maybe it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew
your
how
eyes are like starlight
to
now.
Break the spell.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks swell.
I ought to say no, no,
mind
no,
mind if
sir.
I'm moving
at
closer.
Least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my
I
pride?
I really can't stay.
Baby, don't hold out. Baby,
but it's cold outside. I simply must
but
go.
Baby, it's cold outside.
The answer
but
is no.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This welcome
how
has been
lucky that you dropped
so
in.
Nice and warm.
Look out the window at that storm.
My sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look delicious.
My brother will be there at the
waves
door.
Upon a tropical shore.
My maiden aunt's mind is
ooh,
vicious.
Ooh, your lips are delicious.
Well, maybe just a cigarette more.
Never such a blizzard before.
I've got to get
but
home.
But baby, you freeze out there.
Say, lend me a
it's
coat.
It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been
grand. I thrill when you touch my
but
hand.
But don't you see?
How can you do this thing to
there's
me?
There's bound to be talk tomorrow.
Think of my lifelong
at
sorrow.
At least there will be plenty implied.
If you caught pneumonia and
I really can't
get
stay.
Over that old doubt. Ooh, baby,
but it's cold.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas, one and all. Boy, I'm silly today. It's got to be a best of, you know? Got to be best of. I got to bring out all my, got to show all my talents today. Not only the downstairs talents, you know? Those don't get on the radio, but they're there. They are,
You say it's all in my head, and the things I think just don't make sense. So where you been then? Don't go all coy, don't turn around on me like it's my fault. See, I can see that look in your eyes, the one that shoots at me each and every time. You it look like I'm see-through. Do tell me why you waste our time when your heart ain't in it and you're not satisfied. You know I know just how you feel. I'm starting to find myself feeling that way too. When you breaks me with your cold shoulder, whenever
again, I play the role of fool just for you. Even in the daylight when you
as Adele back when she was fun. She was fat. She was fun. She was a big old chunk of coal there. She would take her pants to the cleaners. They say, sorry, we didn't do canvas. She was so fat when she stepped on the scale, it said to be continued. She was so fat, I took a picture of her one Christmas. Still printing. She was so fat that the ice cream man, you gotta pay him to keep on driving. She's so fat, she wore a yellow raincoat. People yelled out, she's a taxi. Taxi, taxi, Adele, come pick me up. She was only 19, she was fat as a house. She once jumped in the water, everybody ran out and yelled, tsunami! She was so fat, her dad and her were in bed, he tried to kiss her. He'd have to slap her belly and ride the third wave up. All right, that's a bit much. That's a bit much. It's a bit cruel when you get to that point, when you get the dad in the bed and he's like slapping, you know, that's a bit much. A bit much, especially for 2011. I could be canceled any minute. I've been canceled before, but I could be canceled any minute. That's the thing. It's like being right on the edge of that rocking chair about to tip over, like Stephen Wright said. Being right on the rocking chair. And just at the right second, you catch yourself. That's how my life is, every day. When Adele was so fat, she went bungee jumping. She broke the bridge. She's so fat, she went to Japan in a green bikini. They all started yelling, Godzilla! Godzilla! I can't do these jokes here at Tufts University. I can't. It's awful. It's awful. It's the best of time travel number 8. I think. It was the best until that happened. That was the worst. That was just cruel and mean. And you know what? Adele's a billionaire. You know what she gives a shit about you? Zero. She don't give a shit about you. She don't give a shit about me, that's for sure. That's why I'm doing fat jokes. I'm doing this stupid show just for you. Adele's not listening. You're listening. Change the channel if you don't like it. Go get your own show. Screw you. Time travel's here with you until 7 p.m. Song's about being cold. That was pretty cold. That fits right in the theme, being cold. When Adele goes to the amusement park, people try to ride her. She sat on the toilet and she said, get your fat ass off me. Ugh. Adele goes to the zoo, the animals feed her. Oh my God. Here we go. Cold brains back here on Time Travel.
The drain is his drum and Jane Ben Gunn and on it doesn't matter.
Funny thing is Adele's getting royalties from me playing her. I didn't get anything. I just get shit from you guys. All I get is shit from you guys and Adele. All she gives me is shit. Adele's so fat she called Verizon and she said she wanted to use her weight as a phone number. Adele is so fat she hasn't seen her feet since she was 7. Oh my god. Adele's so fat, she told everybody she lost 2 pounds. Everyone's like, I didn't notice. So then she lost 200. Adele's so fat, she went to the beach and she was getting a tan. The lifeguard came up and said, hey, Adele, when do you think you're going to leave the beach? And she said, I don't know. And he said, well, the tide wants to come in. That's how fat Adele is. She's so fat, the difference between her and a skinny person is thin and she is gelatinous. Adele's so fat... I asked my nephew, hey, what's the largest mammal on Earth? And he said, Adele. All right. Time Travel's here with you till 7 p.m. It's the best of Time Travel number 8. Songs about being cold or cold in the title or just fat jokes about Adele. Maybe I'll sing another song, too. Yeah, I'll belt one out for you. Here you go. She's a little bit chubby, and she's a little bit shy. She's got a full mustache, and I thought she was a guy. No, it's not much, but it's the best she can do. I made her some hot dogs. She ordered 2. Adele's so fat, I said, hey, what'd you want on your hamburger? She said a hot dog. You're listening to Time Travel with Chris Earle on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Let's play some Paula Abdul.
Play the fool now. somebody better, girl. He could only make her cry. He deserves somebody better, girl. He's good, cold as ice, ice, ice.
I used to call her Paula Hydrol. She used to be thin. She's fat, too. Everybody gets fat. She's fat, she's thin, she's fat, she's thin, she's fat, she's thin. Like Oprah. I can do these, because I was fat. Now I'm still fat. It's best of time travel number 8. As in, she ate it. Adele ate it. It's a new thing. You could just say, hey, where's your homework, kid? Adele ate it. Is Adele your dog? No, but she's fat. She ate it. She's got more chins than Chinatown. All right. It's getting a little racist here. Get a little racist here. Best of time travel number 8. Some of you might consider it the worst, but his song's about being cold and being cold. You can be a little cold, you know what I mean? You know, everybody's like, I gained a little weight on the pandemic. No, you're just fat. You like food. Oh, I drank a lot on the pandemic. No, you didn't. You're a drunk. You're a drunk. Don't give it an excuse. Don't say the pandemic did it. I lost weight. I lost weight. I do great under pandemics, man. I lost weight, did some exercising. I went to Aruba this year. I went to Vegas, went to the Vineyard. I had a great year. You know, pandemic, spandemic. As long as I'm not Adele, you know? She's too fat. She's got all that money, but she's fat, man. You know? Well, actually, she's thin now. But she's still fat inside. I think that's what happens is you're fat inside and you're like rotten. And then all of a sudden you're having a heart attack at like 32 because you were fat and now you're thin and your body can't take it. You can't lose all that weight all at once. Adele, what are you thinking? You gotta lose it like me, like a pound at a time. I see people and I'm like, I lost 16 pounds. They're like, you did? I'm like, yeah. Like a little at a time, little bit at a time. And when you keep in touch with people, they don't realize it. You keep in touch and then it looks like you don't lose weight, which kind of sucks. But if you don't see somebody in a while and then they see you, they're like, oh! Oh, you look a little different, right? And if they want to be an ass to you, they'll be like, oh, something's different about you. I don't know what it is. You lose weight? No, it's not that. Well, yeah, I did lose weight, ass. I also dislike people more after this pandemic. I dislike people a lot. But now I dislike people even more. It's just, it's nuts. I like to use the word crazy a lot. It's crazy. Things have been crazy. Things have been crazy. It's not like, what have you been doing? I worked a 40-hour week. You know, have you moved into a new place? Well, like, that doesn't sound too crazy to me. You know? Crazy would be like, I was sleeping with 2 midgets last night, and then I threw one up in the air and threw a frisbee at it, and I hit it, and it blew up into a beautiful fireworks explosion. That's crazy. Song's about being cold.
That's how it ends. Just like that. Thanks, John. Well, I watched that Get Back, that like 9-hour Beatles special. I'm a big Beatles fan. But speaking of John's an ass. And Yoko's an ass. Paul comes off looking good. He's like the only guy that's like, you know what? I'm in a band and we should do something more than an album. Let's do a movie. Let's do a TV show. Let's do something, guys. George Harrison like breaks down and cries. He just like leaves. Like, all right, guys, I quit. And then eventually he comes back and Billy Preston comes in. He's like a superhero. He comes in and he starts playing and tinkering on his keys. Big smile on his face. He's awesome. And he brings the Beatles back together. I think Yoko Ono may not have broken up the Beatles, but Billy Preston definitely brought the Beatles back together. Anyway, I thought it was great. Get Back, pretty good. Ringo's just kind of sitting there smoking, and, you know, he does his thing. And then there's Michael Wernham Hogg or whatever the hell he was. He was like a director, and he's like, he looks like he's about 17 years old, and he acts like he's this big Hollywood director that's going to be putting the Beatles on the TV. And then he's not, and then he's making a movie. And then, well, you got to see it. It's like 9.5 hours long. It'll put you like a fly on the wall in this thing. If you want to be a Beatle, it's about as close as you're going to come to being a Beatle. Or if you just want to hang out with Yoko and watch her just sit there and scream. There's a whole like 10 minutes of her screaming. And John's like, oh, that was great. That was just so great. That was the best thing ever. I'm like, no, you're on drugs, John. You're on drugs. And this woman has basically, she acts like your mother. And you needed a mother figure in your life. And you had that poor girl that you got drunk and then had a kid with. And poor Julian, and you left Cynthia behind. You got this rat, you know, you're dealing with this rat that just like screwed you, and now all of a sudden she's sitting around with the Beatles, and you know, and they're trying to make music, and she's sitting on a rug in front of an amp, you know, like, get her out of the way. And Paul's lucky he didn't kick her in the head. Yoko needs a good kick in the head. That's what I think. Good kick in the head. I met her, actually. She was all right. She was nice. So I take back a little of what I said, but not anything. I take back nothing, actually. I take back nothing. I'm gonna stand by it. She was a rat. She definitely was part of breaking up the Beatles, and John's an a**. That's it. Ringo's all right. George is good. Paul comes up looking great. I like Paul more. I hope he lives forever, man. Song's about being cold here on Time Drive. I'm going to sneak in a little wonderful Christmas time for you. Here's Paul.
Sir Paul McCartney. This is Sir Paul McCartney, and you're listening to Time Travel with Chris Earl on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, and I hate Yoko.
The mood is right, the spirit's up, we're here tonight, and that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Party's on, the feeling's here, that only comes this time of year. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The choir of children sing their song. Thank you. heart is right, the spirit's up, we're here tonight.
You're right, that song sucks. Paul's an a** too. F***ing Beatles. F***ing Beatles.
Hi, this is Paul McCartney on behalf of Rad. If you're drinking, you can't drive my car or any car. Remember, if you're partying this holiday season, don't drink and drive. Got it? It's just not worth it. Doesn't make sense. Thank you. Yes, I'm
gonna be. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
WMFO Medford. Monkey died, too. Monkey's dead. That monkey. Not the one at the zoo, Michael Nesmith. He died. And saw him and Mickey Dolenz. I went to that concert. It was in Medford here at the Chevalier. The Chevalier Theater. Makes it sound much more exciting than it really is when you go to the Chevalier Theater in Bedford. I thought it was going to be like Fing Place with like nice curtains and everybody's going to be dressed up. No, it's a bunch of drunks and, you know, unkempt, you know, 50s hippies going to see the monkeys, you know. It's like being at the zoo, really. But Mickey's on there and Mike was there, and Mike was just kind of sitting on a chair, and then he'd disappear for like 3 or 4 songs. Then he'd come back and he'd kind of sing a song and mostly like look up at the sky and just kind of talk to somebody who wasn't there. And Mickey hit the drum for a couple of numbers, but most part it was just like seeing karaoke with two of the alive monkeys. But now there's only one. There's only one monkey left. Just like the Who. The Who's Left Tour. Time Travel's here with you until 7 p.m. It's the best of Time Travel number 8. I have to make it interesting. I have to make it funny. It's about cold songs and being cold. Like, there's a lot of cold commentary here. Cold songs. Oh, things that happened this year. Let's talk about things that happened this year, according to, you know, those daily buzzes that go around. Things that you forgot happened in 2021. Now, who's actually forgetting things that have happened in the last 11 months of their life? Is this really a thing? Do people actually forget what has happened in the last 11 months of the year that they need a summary of things that happened this year? Really? People are talking about Bridgerton. I don't know a damn thing about Bridgerton. What is Bridgerton? I have no idea. Something on Netflix. Maybe it's for kids. This is my guess of who these articles are for. They're for kids. People under 25 who still don't know how to wipe their own behinds, and they forget things. I heard somebody today, there's two people talking about how they've forgotten where Toronto is. Toronto's in Canada. They were talking about, is it in Europe? Is it in Wisconsin? I'm like, Toronto's in Canada. Jeez, crow, jeepers crow.
All men must have someone. Have someone who never take advantage of the love bright as the sun. Someone to understand them, and you just may be the one. All men must have someone. Have someone who will never take for granted all the pleasures and the fun. Someone to stand beside them, and you just may be the one.
you just may be the one. Someone to understand them, and you just may be the one.
WMFO Medford. That's for Mike Nesmith, the monkey who passed away. Again, not with the zoo, with the band The Monkees. And they spelled The Monkees with two E's. The people from Toronto would be like, where's the E's in Monkees? Is it M-E-E-N? No. It's Monkees with the E's at the end, jackass. Oh my God. Yeah, I know I said the people from Toronto. I'm taking liberties, man. It's comedy. It's comedy. This ain't about laughter. It's about comedy. You don't have to laugh to enjoy it. Here's more stuff that we apparently all forgot about because we don't remember anything in the last 11 months. Kanye and Kim Kardashian divorced. That happened this year. In the book of Who Gives a Shit, Kanye and Tim Kardashian. Well, she'll be a Tim Kardashian. Just wait till 2023 when she's about as relevant as Bruce Jenner. And then Kim Kardashian will be Tim Kardashian. That's my opinion on that. Oh, Bernie Sanders. Those shirts and stuff were flying all off the shelves in January. And that was kind of fun. So seeing him in the mittens, I thought that was pretty good. JoJo Silva came out. I still have no idea who JoJo Silva is. There was also some things going on with TikTok. Those TikTok thing. I still haven't figured out what TikTok is other than people who are not Adele that are dancing around with like lasagna in their hands, and people are like, you go get it, girl. You go do that. It's crazy. It's disgusting is what it is. It's filthy and disgusting, and I hate it. And it's a TikTok world, man. It's a TikTok world now. Anne Hathaway, people were saying her name wrong the whole time. She basically says, this is my name. And it's not Anne Hathaway. It's like Hothaweedy or something like that. It's like Hothaweeny. Anyway, other things happened. Something happened with Britney, with Justin Timberlake and Justin Spears. And, you know, The Weeknd had that Super Bowl halftime performance. That was pretty good. I don't even know who The Weeknd was. I thought The Weeknd was like Friday, Saturday. But it turns out it's a black guy in the middle of the Super Bowl. There was that WandaVision, that Disney WandaVision, and they're like, oh, it's the Scarlet Witch, it's Phase 4 of Marvel, who cares? It was stupid, I watched it, I'm like, yeah, whatever. What is this nonsense? There was a boat that blocked the Suez Canal, it like went diagonally, it's like, can anybody move this thing? It's like, it's 2021, can anybody just take like, you know, a bomb and just like blow up all that crap? It's all plastics and shit. Coming from Japan, just blow the thing up in the Suez Canal so boats can get through. I need to get home for supper, you know, Captain Ron.
He's stone cold dead in the market. He's stone cold dead in the market. He's stone cold dead in the market. I kill nobody but me husband.
Last night I went out drinking. When I came home I gave her a beating. So she caught up the rolling pin and went to work on my head till she bossed it in. I like old dead in the market. Stone cold dead in the market. I like old dead in the market. She killed nobody but her husband.
I lick him with the pot on the frying pan. I lick him with the pot on the frying pan. I lick him with the pot on the frying pan. And if I kill him, he had it coming, man. He's stone cold dead in the market. He's stone cold dead in the market. He's stone cold dead in the market. I killed nobody but my husband.
My family, they swearing to kill her. My family, they swearing to kill her.
His family, they swearing to kill me. And if never kill him. He had it coming.
Yeah, like old did in the market child. Cold did in the market child. Like old did in the market. She killed nobody but her husband.
There's one thing that I am sure. He ain't going to beat me no more. So I tell you that I doesn't care if I was to die in the electric chair. Man, he's stone cold dead in the market. Stone cold dead in the market. He's stone cold dead in the market. I kill nobody but my husband.
Hey child, I'm coming back and boss you on your head one more time.
No, no, man, you can't do that. You stone cold dead in the market, murder. Stone cold dead in the market. The criminal is stone cold dead in the market. I kill nobody but my husband.
Stone cold dead in the market. He had it coming, in parentheses. Meghan and Prince Harry were on that Oprah interview, and those two are just morons, too. I wish they would go away. Whole royal.